GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
We turn to former Congressman Bruce Poliquin with Washington Insights. He's got a gig down there, but his eyes were on Philadelphia yesterday. He's on line three, George, if you want to welcome him back to GHRT.
Hello, Bruce. How you doing?
I'm doing great, fellas. Listen, for all us Patriots fans out there, it was ugly. I admit it, George. It was ugly. Who cares? We're 9-1, and we got the Cowboys coming up this coming Sunday, same time, 4:25. Be on the sofa at 4:15. Be ready to go. These games are getting tougher, let me tell you. But, you know, there's a lot to be said if you're a coach, and I coach for almost 20 years in Maine baseball. If you have an opportunity to win early games that are easier, and I know it's dictated by the schedule, it's a good time to get your sea legs, practice what works, build confidence. The last half of the season going into the playoffs, it gets tougher. These games are getting tougher. We got the Cowboys next Sunday. We're good to go.
Yeah, I didn't get too excited yesterday. Knew it would be a tough game. The heck with it. A W is a W. They don't give style points out. They give out W's. How you doing?
The NFL. It's all about winning. I'm doing great, George. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it.
Not too long ago, you were in, I think you were in the Bay State, because they're looking at ranked choice voting, and I would argue that I don't know of anybody in Maine that is more familiar with the ranked choice voting process than you, based on experience. What did you tell the folks?
Well, I told them the truth, and it was actually written testimony in front of the legislature, one of their committees studying this this process, Rick. I told them the truth. Ranked voting up here in Maine turned out to be the biggest voter ripoff in our state's history. You know, we've been using common sense, one person, one vote, a constitutional way to do this for 200 years up here, and it worked just fine. No confusion, simple. The person that gets the most votes on election day wins. Like myself, we won. But 9 days later, after this confusion of counting these votes again and again with this black box computer algorithm, it gave the the seat to the candidate that came in second. So I told them the truth. I said, you better look at this really closely. The folks in the second district that I represented rejected it twice because it's such a scam. Hopefully it made some headway. By the way, I didn't mention this to you folks either. I don't think I mentioned this to anybody. 4 days ago, I got a call from a state legislator in Alaska asking the same questions. Bruce, we've got ranked voting that's coming before us. What can you tell us? And I told them what I just told you folks. I have 2 pages of written testimony that I submitted to the Massachusetts legislature. It's posted on my Facebook. Go take a look at it. It tells you everything you need to know.
We talked about this a lot in the run-up to your election, and that's ancient history. One of the things I brought up, when you were running, and you knew full well what the rules were going to be, I said, what happens if one of the other candidates gets more votes than the other one, and then it reverses? That's going to be a disaster. In November 2016, the voters had a shot here in Maine. It was question five. They said, yeah, we want to do it. As we often, the trite expression, elections have consequences, right? It was 52-47%. So now we got it.
If I may push back, I know it's your show, George. Let me push back. You know, I love you like a brother. Let me push back. Let's get this straight. When this was finally passed, it was passed by 28% of registered voters in Maine who voted. Let me repeat that. 28% of registered voters in Maine voted on this when it finally was passed. 15% of registered voters voted for this. So this is not a majority of Mainers. And I'll tell you, George, there's not a day that goes by that one, two, or three folks come up to me who I don't know and said, Bruce, you know, what a scam. I am so upset that my vote didn't count. And, you know, boy, how do we get rid of this thing? This happened a couple days ago. I was over in Lowe's, and a fella came up to me and said, same thing. Happens all the time. People were confused. We actually, here's a good one for you, Rick. We did a poll when things settled down last winter, and 26% of Republicans who did not vote, they chose not to vote in last year's election, ranked number one reason confusion of ranked choice voting. So this just is an absolute circus. It doesn't work. It's a ripoff. Some people get a second bite of the apple. And I also remind everybody, voters in the 2nd District of Maine rejected this twice at the ballot box. It was a small group of political activists with outside money that pushed it over the top in the Portland area.
This is what we often hear, Bruce. Ranked choice voting favors the Democrats. We've heard people say that with having some independent thrown in there, a Tiffany Bond. Is there no way for the Republicans to leverage ranked choice voting to work for them?
No, you absolutely can. It's a really good question, Rick. Is that, remember, ranked voting is not to make voting easier or better up in Maine. It's to scam elections. It's to game the system. So if you're a Republican, now instead of saying, well, I'm going head-to-head with these two or three other people and let the best person win, that's out the window now as long as we have this. Instead, your thought process has to be something like this. Let's find an independent who's really a Republican, and his or her only issue is the pro-life issue. Let's make sure they get on the ballot, and when people vote for them, make sure they vote for Bruce Second. And let's get someone whose only issue is the Second Amendment, and make sure when they vote for that individual, they vote for Bruce Second, and so forth and so on. And then on the Democrat side, Rick, it's what they did in my election. Let's get someone whose only issue is, pick an issue, is animal rights, or the only issue is climate change, and so forth and so on, and make sure they vote second place for the Democrat candidate. So what happens is it's no longer a head-to-head. Best person wins. Person with the most votes on election day wins. Very simple. It's now how do you game the system? And I'll tell you who's going through that right now, Rick, is Susan Collins. Because if I understand this correctly, Sarah Gideon, who's the Democrat, there are also two other very extreme liberals who are also going to be on the ballot, supposedly. And you know what they're going to tell their voters. The same thing they told, you know, in my election, their voters. I am not going to win. Don't worry about it. Just make sure you make sure your voters vote for Sarah Gideon Second. It's gaming the system. It's a horrible system, and it really is disingenuous to the people that want one person, one vote.
Did we ever find out in the aftermath of your election, for instance, how many people voted for only one person?
I don't know. A lot of this information was never released to us, George, although we asked for it. Give me an example. There were thousands and thousands of ballots that were thrown out, spoiled ballots. We don't know how many because they wouldn't tell us. There were thousands of them. And in the end, the person who won this race did not get 50% of the votes cast. That's what we were promised. You know, whoever wins is going to get 50% of the vote. It didn't happen. And they said, it'll take money out of politics. Are you kidding me? You folks saw the ads. There were $24 million spent in this race in central and northern and down east Maine. Horrible. $24 million when the average race across the country is about $3 million. And it was also said that, well, it would become a more civil campaign. Hey, it was awful. It was horrible. There were 18 outside groups that came up here and just made stuff up and threw it up on the TV screen. It was horrible. So we just sold a bill of goods, and I told Alaska and I told Massachusetts, be careful what you ask for.
Bruce, before we let you go, you had hinted to us that you have some testimony concerning the Central Maine Power NECEC corridor project coming up perhaps this week.
Yeah, it's not testimony, Rick, but I really think it's important to weigh in on this because this is an issue that's very important to a lot of people in Maine. I've been watching it and studying it very closely, but I'll tell you, my opinion is very simple. Is that we should not allow the state of Maine to create an extension cord from Quebec to Massachusetts to deliver hydroelectric energy from Canada to Massachusetts unless the state of Massachusetts allows us to build larger natural gas pipelines up to Maine. They're the people, state of Massachusetts, that are preventing us from getting bigger natural gas pipelines up to Maine. And that, folks, is one of the two reasons that Madison Paper failed. Number one was cheating by Canadians when it comes to that part of the paper market, unfair trade. And the second was Huge costs of energy. Electricity spikes in January, February, because we didn't have big enough natural gas pipelines. So if Massachusetts wants clean, cheap, green energy from Canada going through Maine, let us first have natural gas pipelines that are bigger to help keep our mills open up in the state of Maine. And, you know, I also think that Governor Mills and the legislature should change the law that allows the state of Maine to buy that clean, cheap green energy from Hydro-Québec. Let us buy that energy. They won't let us because they need to change the law.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.